Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Here is Rosa's class podcast program. This afternoon, I'm going to make a program which was chosen by myself several weeks ago. My topic is about Australia environment. Actually, Australia is a dry continent. As it is generally called by geographers, is possibly Australia's most challenging natural problem. So, it is very important in this course to have a good understanding of the subject. For Australia, water is a precious resource and its wise management is of the greatest importance.
Before, I have been to Hong Kong just several days and I know there was different usage to saving water. For example, when you use toilet, you can use the sea water to flush the toilet. And when you cooking something, you can use the clean water. So different system can save the pure water in your home. I think this good way to save water. But other problem was because the sea water is too strong, destroy the underground toilet water pipe system. So when you use the sea water, the cost is too expensive. Because the sea water is too strong and you must change it, so the cost is too expensive. Somebody said, in Queensland state now, the government, in order to save some water, have to take some measure to save water. For example, when you take a shower at home, the government clearly limited everybody must take shower in 2 minutes. Somebody said, my friend just came from Queensland. We don't know how the government monitors this.
Now, I will ask somebody several questions about water resources. I think I will start with Ivan. Hi, Ivan. When you first came to Australia, did you know a lot about water resources in big city like Sydney?
No. When I came to Australia, I didn't worry about water resources in Sydney. But at the moment, I found a lot of, you know, the newspaper and the TV program is report the Australian people worry about water resource, and the government maybe can change the system of the water resource in Sydney. It's better for a lot of people can use cleaner water and recycled water and saving. That is my opinion.
And what do you do about water saving at your home?
I think there are several stages in saving water. The first, I think you can use water in shower just, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. That's enough, and not pouring out too much water for gardening, and children can go to the swimming pool or not at home. You know, we will waste a lot of water.
Okay, thank you, Eva. Okay. Next one, I want to interview Annie. Yeah. Hi, how are you, Annie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. In this podcast program, I want to interview several questions about saving water. And do you know, when you first arrived in Australia, in your opinion, what should the government do to save water?
In my opinion, Australian government should tell every resident to put some books in your home. Can save the rainwater become to use, can use water. This is basic. This is basic thing.
Do you mean water tanker?
Yeah. The my mean is water tanker.
Do you know, in your opinion, the government should be pay some fee for every family to save water?
Yeah, I think so, because this is very useful and a very popular thing to do. I think government should pay some money to do this very useful and very important thing.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Vinny. Yes. What do you do to save water in your home? Could you give me some example?
Usually I take shower shorter than before, and I will save some water from washing machine and wash the mat, and I will teach my children have a shorter shower. Yeah.
Did you use the water tank in your home?
No, because I live in a flat, so I can't place the water tank in unit.
In your unit, you don't use water tank?
No, I don't.
How do you teach your children to save water?
To turn the water slowly, and turn off the tap when you don't use the water, and turn the tap off while you brush your teeth.
Thank you. Do you have any idea about saving energy? For example, when you use this gas oven. When you use this gas oven, when finish cooking, whether you turn off quickly?
I usually turn before the food is ready, so still can use the heat.
Yeah, and every day when your family go to sleep, do you have this habit to turn off the light?
We always turn off the lights and I go out from home.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Give so many answers about how do you save water. Thank you.